Dear brothers and sisters, I felt in my heart
una urgencia de alabanza, de glorificación,
an urgency to adore and to praise the Lord,
de exaltación a nuestro Señor en su poder,
to exalt our Lord in His power.
No importa el momento que vivamos en nuestras vidas, ya sea de gozo o de tristeza.
It does not matter the moment we live in our lives, either it's a moment of suffering or of great joy.
En el poder del Espíritu Santo, adoremos, alabemos, exaltemos a nuestro Dios.
In the power of the Holy Spirit, let us praise, worship, and exalt our Lord,
que ha triunfado en su amor por todos nosotros,
who has triumphed in His love for all of us.
De la carta del apóstol San Pablo a los Filipenses, capítulo 2, versículo 8 en adelante. Y se humilló a sí mismo, obedeciendo hasta la muerte y muerte de cruz, por lo cual Dios le exaltó y le otorgó el nombre que está sobre todo nombre, para que al nombre de Jesús toda rodilla se doble en los cielos, en la tierra y en los abismos, y toda lengua confiese que Cristo Jesús es Señor, para gloria de Dios Padre. Palabra de Dios.
Te alabamos, Señor. From the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. But he emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave, and became as men are. And being as all men are, he was humbler yet, even to accepting death on a cross. But God raised him high, and gave him the name which is above all other names, so that all beings in the heavens, on earth, and in the underworld should bend the knee at the name of Jesus, and that every tongue should acclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear brothers and sisters,
queridos hermanos,
the Lord is calling us to praise Him and to adore Him tonight.
El Señor nos llama y nos invita esta noche a alabarlo, a adorarlo.
Let us open our hearts.
Abramos nuestro corazón.
And with true joy, knowing that the Lord has risen.
En un verdadero gozo, sabiendo que el Señor ha resucitado.
That He has completed His promise to rise on the third day.
Que ha cumplido su promesa de resucitar al tercer día.
That He has given us new life with His death.
Que nos ha dado vida nueva con su muerte.
We have so much to rejoice for.
Tenemos tanto de qué alegrarnos.
We have so much to give thanks to the Lord for.
Tanto que agradecerle.
Let us not be selfish.
No seamos egoístas.
But let us open our hearts tonight and give Him thanks and praise Him as He deserves.
Abramos nuestro corazón, todo nuestro ser, nuestra boca. Alabémoslo como Él se merece, dándole gracias.
Jesús es, Jesús es Señor.
Gloria. I invite you to think over this week. Think of the times when the resurrected Christ has been with us. Let us ask forgiveness for the times that we have not recognized Him. When we did not see Him in the brother or sister who was suffering. When we did not see Him in the co-worker who treated us wrongly. When we have not seen Him, when we have experienced our lack of faith. Let us ask the Lord, like the beloved disciple, we could recognize Him tonight and say, it is Jesus. Here is our Lord resurrected among us in His Eucharistic presence.
Alma, sangre, cuerpo, divinidad, aquí es lo que es bien.
Soul, body, blood, and divinity, here in the Eucharist. And God tells us tonight, there is not darkness great enough in your life to which I cannot bring my light. I have conquered death and sin. Let us go into the waters like Peter. Let us be crazy for Christ. Let us run to His encounter. Because what He most desires is to share His love with us. Christ has resurrected, and He is here among us. Thank you, Jesus. Te adoramos. When we were praising the Lord,
cuando estábamos alabando al Señor,
and the Lord was placed in the monstrance,
y el Señor era colocado en la custodia,
the Lord permitted me to see a great light.
El Señor me permitió ver una gran luz,
a resplendent light,
una luz esplendorosa,
that was beaming out from the monstrance,
que salía de la custodia.
And then within that light I saw Christ risen from the dead.
Y de esa luz vi al Señor resucitado,
who opened up His arms,
que abría sus manos,
and welcomed us to come to Him.
Y nos daba la bienvenida a venir a Él.
And He was telling us, as Father said, I am risen, come to me.
Y nos decía como decía el Padre. Yo he resucitado, vengan a mí.
Dear brothers and sisters,
hermanos,
let us go to Christ.
Vayamos al Señor.
He is risen.
Él ha resucitado.
And He is here.
Y Él está aquí.
And He wants us to know that.
Y Él desea que sepamos eso.
Let us run to Christ.
Corramos al Señor.
Who is waiting for us.
Que nos espera.
With open arms.
Con sus brazos abiertos.
We run to You, Jesus. Thank you.
hermanos, quiero también confirmar la visión que tuvo Sister Faustina.
I also want to confirm the vision that Sister Faustina shared.
El momento que el Señor estaba poniéndolo en la custodia,
Christ was being placed in the monstrance,
vi que salía fuego de la custodia.
I saw fire coming from the monstrance.
Y a la vez también salía agua y sangre.
And also water and blood poured forth.
Y nuevamente salía el fuego.
And then fire.
Que era dispersado entre todos nosotros.
Which was dispersed among all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Gracias, Señor. Santo, santo eres, Señor. Queremos recibirte, Señor. Queremos recibir tu sangre y tu agua esta noche, Señor. Gloria, gloria a ti, Jesús, que vives y reinas, santo, poderoso eres, Señor. Te adoramos, te glorificamos. Santo, santo eres, Señor. Ven, Señor Jesús, y derrama tu gracia sobre nosotros. Cuando pase el Señor, digámosle, Señor, yo creo que tú has resucitado.
When the Lord comes close to us, tell him, Lord, I believe you. I believe that you have risen. You have risen from the dead.
And I run to you, Lord Jesus. Corro a ti, Jesús, a recibir el agua y la sangre, a recibir de tu amor.
I run to you, Lord Jesus, to receive your blood and water, your love.
I know you're here, Jesus.
Yo sé que tú estás aquí, Señor.
Que tú has resucitado por amor a mí.
Que tú has resucitado. You have risen because of love, out of love for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, te adoramos, te bendecimos.
Gloria, Jesús, todo honor a ti.
Toda gloria. Toda alabanza,
gloria y alabanza,
todo el amor de
nuestro Dios y Rey, nuestro
Salvador,
gloria a ti, por siempre.
Bendito seas, tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos.
Todo honor a ti, por siempre.
Tú eres el viviente.
Gloria, gloria a ti,
Thank you. Santo, gracias, Señor, por la oración.